Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's been just over 24 hours since the first part of the controversial Dublin traffic plan came into place. The changes affect the North Quays at Bachelor's Walk and the South Quays at Burgh Quay and Aston Quay. Businesses, you may remember, had called for it to be delayed over concerns that it would reduce footfall in the city. Well, for more on this, we're joined from O'Connell Bridge now by our reporter Maura Fay. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Claire.
So before we chat about what's been happening there this morning and how it all worked out, will you remind us of the traffic restrictions that have been introduced in the city centre?
Okay, so motorists are no longer able to drive from Bachelor's Walk to Eden Quay or from Burgh Quay to Aston Quay. They're being diverted onto alternative routes. Now, the aim of this plan is to discourage traffic that has no destination in the city. That is the estimated 60% of motorists who are passing through the city centre and are not stopping there to shop or to carry out any business. The council has said before that as an example of how traffic travels through the area, only 2% of people using the Burgh Quay O'Connell Bridge Aston Quay Junction are car users, yet they take up 50% of the road space.
Now, you have been having a couple of chats this morning to drivers, different people using the city. How have they been reacting?
And there's been a mixed reaction from drivers. I did see two cars that appeared to have tourists in them and they continued straight from Bachelor's Walk onto Eden Quay. There was no Gardaí there to direct them or stop them. Now, I think that issue may be because that some sat-nav services have not yet been updated with the new restrictions. But here's a general outline of what drivers had to say.
We're going to be spending more time to go to work because there's no other way. We have to go all the way at the back and that longer time for the journey. Yeah. And that's what I think, yeah.
And where do you work?
I work just up at the Cunningham station. We're doing the road works there as well. Okay. That's my job there, yeah.
I think it's gonna be good if it'll take traffic out of the city, and I use this road every day, so it's gonna be different now for me to go around to the far side, so I'm gonna try it now and just see how long it takes me and go from there.
Because I have to go through the Quays 3 times a week, and it's been getting very, very slow, and some of the drivers, they also take up some of the bus lanes as well, so it's even slower, it's more confusing, more likelihood of accidents. So I think there needs to be a bit more structure in terms of the lanes, but otherwise we've made it till today anyway, so.
I wouldn't agree with it. I think it's going to be the death of retail, really. I think it's not thought through. You see it there, like, as in people are just avoiding now the city centre. I wouldn't agree with it.
It's going to have an impact on us getting around the city, definitely.
What do you do yourself?
Van sales, do American sweets and things like that.
Okay.
You know, it's going to restrict us. We're just going to have to get into the city earlier, I suppose, you know.
I'm a bit frustrated because my sat-nav is not updated, so it's telling me I can turn right. Now I have to turn left, so it's a little bit awkward, but I suppose it has to happen anyway in terms of safety, and there's a lot of traffic around here, so I just need to get up to speed with this traffic restriction, that's all.
We've been here for one day, and I don't know.
The United States.
It's the craziest traffic situation I've seen in a while, yeah.
Okay. We're totally out of our depth.
Slightly confused by it all, it seems there. Now, Maura, one of the aims of all of this was to improve bus travel times along the Quays. It's very early days. We're only in our first weekday of this. Is there any sign, though, today of that improving bus travel times?
Well, I spoke to several bus commuters and there was a mixed reaction from them.
Yeah, I felt it was a lot faster and a lot more efficient getting from Houston Station to Eden Quay. You know, the bus times and stuff like that has always been a bit of a struggle in Dublin. So yeah, I hope that this change improves the transport.
Not really. Same. It's the same time. We left the same time. I got into town roughly the same time. It doesn't seem to have impacted one way or the other.
Are you hopeful that when schools come back that it will show a significant improvement?
I never thought of that. When the schools are back, maybe we could give an opinion on it then, but it doesn't seem to be any point in just having this stretch turning left. Whatever, having a bus lane all the way down the Quays and no cars on the Quays, I'd say that'd be more advantageous than just funneling all the cars to go up to where they go. Same on the far side, they're going to turn left. And then there's a traffic, a bus corridor that can't go anywhere. It just seems to be designed to stop cars coming into the city centre, which to me is not a bad thing because it would make my bus journey a lot easier.
How long is your bus journey?
It's I got on the bus at 20 past 7 and I'm here at 10 past 8. So.
Oh, how far? What?
From Clonie.
50 minutes. 50 minutes from Clonie.
Yeah, I think it's about 12 miles. So it's... Look, it suits me. The bus suits me. I don't mind the inconvenience of it because I don't drive into town. So I'm not really impacted on that. But if I drove into town, if I needed to, I'd say it would really impact me and I'd be furious. But the way things are now, I'm kind of happy enough. And again, as you say, when the skills are back, if it makes it better, I'll be even happier.
A little.
By much?
About 4 or 5 minutes, not that much.
Are you glad that there's these restrictions brought in to make life easier for people who use buses?
Absolutely. I think any improvement of flow of traffic through Dublin for buses would help significantly to encourage people to use buses to get in and out of work.
How long is your bus travel time and what kind of distance are you covering?
I travel from Mullingar. It's about an hour and 10 from Mullingar to O'Connell Street. And I travel every day.
You'd never be tempted to take the car then?
Oh God, no. No way, no. Not a chance. Just trying to get into the M50, through the M50 and into town, no, it wouldn't be worth it.
That was interesting. An hour and 10 from Mullingar and 50 minutes from Cluny, which is only 12 yeah. miles away. That says a lot in itself. Now, back when there was all the controversy around this over the summer and in the lead up to that, Maura, it was the business owners, many of them expressing concerns that this would affect their trade. What are they saying today?
So earlier today, I was speaking to Jean McCabe, of CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, and she outlined to me that it's feared that further restricting car traffic could damage city centre trade.
So when you consider the car user spends about 60% more than any other transport user, and the car user also represents over a quarter of the spend in the city, and our members would actually say that they would see up to 40% of their sales would be representative from the car user. So anything that could divert or challenge that customer coming into the city is of major concern for retailers. And we've always argued that, you know, this plan might inadvertently reduce footfall and spending in the city. And the city is just too fragile now to be able to afford any drop or any negative impact. And our main concern is, you know, this plan, retailers didn't get to feed into it. There was little to no input from retailers, and that's not a good starting point for any plan. And we would argue that, you know, it's more important to measure twice and cut once. And we would have preferred to be in a position where retailers' inputs and thoughts were considered from the onset and not afterwards, with this introduction of the working group that will be chaired by the Lord Mayor.
That's Jean McCabe there, and she mentioned the Lord Mayor. You've been speaking to James Gagan, who's Dublin's Lord Mayor at the moment. What's his view on how well the traffic restrictions are working today?
I spoke to him a short while ago. He's down here at O'Connell Bridge, and he's quite positive about how the new system's working.
So far, they're working quite well. I mean, they're doing what we had hoped they're doing. Buses are moving a lot more quickly than they previously were. Generally speaking, people seem to have planned their journeys. I was speaking to traffic officials both today and yesterday, and there is already less car traffic congestion coming up to this junction along the quays. And I suppose when it comes to the sat-nav providers, Google Maps is working for the North Quays. There are some technical issues in relation to the South Quays, and I understand with the other sat-nav providers, they should be working. But obviously, we want to ensure that this goes as smoothly as possible, but so far, reasonably so good.
I met some very stressed tourists this morning. Their sat-nav hasn't updated. When do you envisage that situation being remedied by?
Well, an hour ago, I did speak with the head of traffic and transport, and I understand there's ongoing dialogue both with the sat-nav providers and with Apple Maps. And as I say, there's some technical issue with the South Quays. It's not doing what we would have liked to have done at this juncture. But for the North Keys, and I understand TomTom and some of these providers, they are supposed to be working quite smoothly. But look, it's very important we get those working. But what I'm observing, and I've been here since early this morning and out with traffic officials, is that generally speaking, people do seem to be aware of the changes, which I think is the first most important thing, and they are abiding by the changes for the most part. So look, it's very early days. This is the second day of its operation, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But so far, we're told that buses are transporting a lot more smoothly. So that means that people have good reasons to come into the city and can come into the city a lot more easier on reliable transport.
Business owners in the city centre feel that trade is at a very delicate point at the minute, and that further reducing car traffic coming into the city centre could damage trade. I know you're setting up a working group to address those concerns. Can you explain to me how that working group is going to work?
Yeah, well, I'm extremely conscious about the challenges that retail is facing at the moment, and some of that is to do with work movements. I mean, even on a Monday and a Friday, we know a lot of people don't actually work in the city. They tend to work on a hybrid basis on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we've challenges when it comes into the city that retail are all already facing. But what we want to ensure, of course, is that these traffic changes don't compound the problem. So I've set up a task force. We hope to meet within the first fortnight of the establishment of these measures, and that comprises members of the retail community. It also comprises members of the disability groups, and we're going to monitor and we're going to assess and we're going to discuss how the changes have impacted on an ongoing basis, and if tweaks need to be made, they will be made. But also, as Lord Mayor, you know, I have a wider remit. I also want to hear from retailers and see are there more things that we can do to encourage people to come into the city, because overall we want this traffic plan to bring people into the city just in different forms of transport.
That is James Gagan there talking to our reporter Maura Fay in Dublin City Centre. And as Maura said during that report, the real test, I suppose, will come when the schools are all back later in the week. Now, coming up next, we're going to go to Sicily for the latest on the investigation into the sinking of the Baesian superyacht last week.